Thank you for calling Granite Depot. How can I help you?
May I talk to Nella, please?
This is she.
Hi, Nella. This is Lena Katz with Bank of Cardiff.
I just emailed you. I found out that we did filled out all the application, everything, and we were talking to Ryan, and something, we didn't like the idea of the, you know, how you
Yeah, but that was long time ago, right?
It was last year.
Yeah. So we have many new programs now, and it all depends on what you need, because actually your industry is our specialty. I don't know what is it Ryan offered you that you didn't like.
Well, what it is right now, like I said, we have a loan through another company, and the owner himself had sold the company to his son, okay? So I don't know.
He sold the company to whom?
To his son.
Oh, to his
friend. The owner retired.
Okay.
He gave the company actually to his son. He changed it under his name and everything.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know if his son has any kind of credit. That's the thing. If he doesn't have any credit, you guys are going to refuse us for sure.
What do you mean he doesn't have any credit?
He doesn't have any credit. He don't have credit.
No, like at all? He doesn't have credit cards?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to go through
filling out information and then you say, okay, he's not qualified. That's the thing.
But did he change the corporation name?
No. The corporation remains the same name as it was. Everything is the same, except the corporation is under the son's name versus the dad's name.
Oh, okay. But OnDeck didn't offer you the renewal or anything because you already paid off 40% of your loan? From what you told me?
Yeah, they did send me a renewal. I do have it in hand. They are trying to save me some money. I looked at it and everything. But to do the same stupid thing that I did before, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take a new loan. They are going to forgive the interest rate and everything, but still, it's too much.
I see. And you said you need a piece of equipment for $72,000.
Is he going to be qualified? That's the thing.
I cannot tell you right
now,
but
he
always, but on equipment.
He does not have any credit, I'm telling
you
right now.
Okay, like he just came to the country or he's 18 years old?
No, he lives here.
So how he cannot have any credit? How old is he?
He is, I think, 26.
He's 26.
25 or 20. No, actually, he's older than that.
He's 29 or 30,
something like that.
Okay, so he should have at least some credit, and he has his company, which has business credit. So, and plus, if needed, he maybe can ask his dad to co-sign, even he's not the owner anymore. But we can probably get him this piece of equipment. And for that, I just need three most recent bank statements, first pages, quote on equipment if you have, if not, just one page application, which I've sent you.
I don't know if his dad will be able to co-sign him because he retired. He's getting retirement funds.
It doesn't matter. Retirement funds have nothing to do with co-signments. He's not getting the loan. He just co-signs. On equipment, he can just co-sign.
But what is he going to co-sign for when... his dad has been in bankruptcy years ago, like about 8 years ago. I would say 6 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, but that's 8 years ago. It's more than 7. Still might be able to help. If you will send, again, if you will send me the application in three bank statements, first pages, so 3 pages of bank statements and 1 page application, we can take a look at it.
Okay, let me work on that and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Can you email me your information again?
Sure, you just sent me back, okay.
Let me see if I still have it.
Okay, I will send it back to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.